Now we enter the Game Changers Leadership Workbook. Let's first meet the Game Changers in the fable.
Yin is the selfless mother hen. She sacrifices her needs for others' well-being. She avoids conflicts, seeks harmony in relationships. She tends to treat others as children, not adults. She denies many of her desires and dreams, which decreases her sense of self-worth and slows down her growth. She is brave and dedicated. She chooses to see the good in others. She is a trusted advisor to others. A challenge for Yin is to allow herself to satisfy her needs, pursue her dreams, and unleash more of her potential.
Yang is the typical autocrat. He displays a high ego, is sensitive to power symbols and marks of respect. He prides himself in protecting his team and territory. He sees threats in others. He believes that appearing invulnerable and managing by force is effective. He doesn't cooperate with other leaders, criticizes them to keep them at bay. He preserves the status quo. He does not develop his team members due to fear that they will take over his job. His beliefs and behaviors, adopted from role models in childhood, foster complacency and reinforce his self-centeredness. He suffers from loneliness and lack of genuine affection from others. A challenge for Yang is to allow himself to dare to be humble and vulnerable so as to reconnect with others.
The suit, the self-righteous intellectual, believes he is the smartest guy in the room, is good at seeing and analyzing the big picture and at strategic thinking, is comfortable relying only on logic for decision-making, and sticks to the belief that only rationality enables success, is highly judgmental of others, observe others but refrain from engaging with them, is afraid of his emotions, doesn't connect with others' emotions either. A challenge for the suit. Look for the best in others and help them think and contribute at their best, instead of simply playing the smartest guy in the room.
Miss Betty is a perfectionist micromanager. She is diligent and responsible. She is task and detail focused. She is a perfectionist afraid of mistakes. She doesn't trust others to do well without her control. Hence, she doesn't delegate responsibilities. She treats her team members like children. She exhausts herself, therefore cannot be fresh and sharp. She doesn't like herself. A challenge for Miss Betty is to treat her beavers as adults, not as children, and embrace mistakes as sources of growth.
Sleeky is the doomed narcissist. He doesn't think he's ever failed. He believes that continuing to do the same will serve him best. He believes he is smart enough to succeed all by himself. He is selfish. He is boastful, shows excessive pride in his achievements. He is totally uninterested in others and avoids any connection with them. A challenge for Sleeky is to embrace the idea that it is better to go further with others than go faster alone.
Chimp Z is the godfather. He likes to charm and entertain, buys people's loyalty with favors or gifts. He keeps his team apart from others, plays us against them. He mocks those outside his team to strengthen a sense of belonging with his team members. He hopes in vain that ridiculing others makes him feel better. He resists change. A challenge for Chimp Z is to stretch himself, to reach out to others beyond his team, and grow from it.
The ringmaster is the zombie boss. Over time, he has lost his enthusiasm and courage. He has no more sense of purpose. He is tired, almost depressed. He lets himself drown in the comfort zone of managing his team in silos. He tries to avoid feeling guilty about it, by keeping himself busy all the time with day-to-day menial management tasks. He is likely to shift towards autocratic management to keep the circus performances from further deterioration. He feels lonely. A challenge for the ringmaster is to rejuvenate his sense of purpose.
Athena is the wise and curious learner. She coaches other animals by being a humble learner. She looks for the best in others. She sees her job as helping others discover and unleash more of their inner greatness, individually and collectively as a team. She challenges, but never judges. She is empathetic, yet remains detached from other animals' findings. She has no agenda of her own for others.